Blog Talk Radio.
All right, here. Welcome to another edition of Home Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Today we have a very interesting show and topic. The topic is Uncle Sam will pay you to run a home based business. That's right, you heard me correctly. Uncle Sam will pay you to run a home based business. And we're going to get started here in a second. Some people are listening to this on a conference call line today. The first half an hour of this show, we will be broadcasting here on the radio, and then we'll switch directly to the conference call line. And so for those that are listening via the radio, I will give you information when we finish broadcasting here at 10:30 on how to be able to join us on the conference call line if you have some questions you would like answered, because I'm not going to be answering people's personal questions here on the radio site. So just bear with us. Hold on. Ready to get started. Trying to set up one other thing here. Always does that when you're ready to do something. Okay, let me start off by giving you some reference materials in relationship to this very, very interesting and stimulating topic. And those reference materials are, one, a book by Mr. Sandy Bakken called Lower Your Taxes Big Time. He puts out a new edition every year, and he is, Mr. Bakken is a former IRS. He was a former IRS attorney, tax attorney for the IRS, which means he should know the law. And recently I've had a chance to connect with his son, Matt Bakken, who is an investor that helps people with setting up retirement plans, especially home-based business owners, how to be able to set up a retirement plan. That's a whole lot better than a lot of these 401ks and other that. But I'll get into that when I get into more content. But we want to start off with, as Sandy Bakken says in his book, he says, you'd have to be brain dead, not a home-based business. I want to make sure before I move on, people I have on the conference call line, I just need everybody to let me know real quickly, can you hear me? People on the conference call, yes. Honestly. Okay, great.
Yes.
Good, thank you. Great to meet y'all lines, so I don't have no background noise coming into the radio show.
Conference muted.
Okie dokie. All right, we all straight now. All this technology is all coming together now. So we're good. Okay. Now, what is this whole thing about Uncle Sam would pay you to run a home-based business? As I put in the announcement of the program, Congress has approved major tax breaks specifically for those who have a home-based business, because home-based businesses play an important role in stimulating and supporting the American economy. The tax benefits to home-based businesses tend to change frequently, and when they do change, they just seem to keep getting better and better. And if you do not own a home-based business, you lose out on a lot of huge tax deductions that I'm going to describe here in a few minutes period. So it's important, first of all, to understand that it's not some kind of, when we talk about tax reduction and reducing your taxes, it's about a tax strategy that enables you, the taxpayer, to leverage your home-based business against any form of income you have, specifically W-2 income and retirement income, any kind of income that is taxable. Allows you to leverage your home-based business against those sources of income to basically dramatically reduce your taxes. And again, key word I said in the opening sentence, Congress has approved major tax breaks. Not Sitawi Jahi, not somebody who tell you, well, I know how you can get the hookup. The hookup is Congress. Congress made these decisions. So you are following the law. You know, and I know there's a lot of controversy right now, especially, you know, and I don't really want to get into politics and all of that, but around the newly elected president and whether or not, you know, he pays taxes or don't pay taxes. He has followed, to the most extent, he has followed certain laws that has allowed him to drastically reduce his tax liability. Hopefully from this experience, more and more people are going to learn that there are tax benefits for those that have businesses. Why are there tax benefits for those that have businesses? First of all, if you don't have a business, then you're taxed on your income, all income that you earn. If you do have a business, you're taxed on what income you have left over after you pay business expenses. And somebody will say, well, how could you have, you know, income that comes in, and by the time you pay all your business expenses, you have zero income? Hey, mathematically, that is very, very possible. I've seen people reduce their income 10, 20, 30, 40, as much as $50,000 by taking advantage of the right tax strategy. Okay, let me get into a couple things here, because like I said, the first half hour, this is a presentation, and then I'll be clicking out of Blog Talk, and we'll get into Q&A. So, but see, you must qualify for them, and it's easy to qualify. But you see, that's the key part. So it's not like, again, some kind of secret hookup or club. You got to qualify. How do you qualify? The IRS is very specific about the requirements for qualifying for home-based business deductions. Qualifying simply requires you to, number one, work your business on a regular and consistent basis. Now, when we say regular and consistent basis, according to the IRS definition and rules, they call regular and consistent 4 to 5 hours a week. I spent a whole lot more time than that, but I'm just saying that's what they call regular and consistent, 4 to 5 hours a week, which equates to about 45 minutes a day. 45 minutes a day for you to work your business. That's regular and consistent, 4 to 5 hours a week. And if you're serious about your business, I would say you should be working your business no less than 10 hours a week. And, I mean, actual work, prospecting, you know, talking with clients, doing business presentations, because that ties into number two. Number two rule for qualifying is by trying to produce a profit. You must show intent, key word there, intent to earn a profit. It didn't say you had to earn a profit. It said you show intent. Key word, make sure we understand words and definitions. Intent. Okay, so if you work your business 4 to 5 hours a week and you show intent to earn a profit, and if you do number three, the last one, keep good, pretty much it. Note, you do not have to make a profit before qualifying for the deductions that I'm going to tell you about. Just be working towards making a profit. See, when you're prospecting, and you're setting up appointments, and for those that's on the line that's in Surge 365, and you do those home travel parties, vacation parties, or you're doing your one-on-ones with clients, or you're doing three-way calls, that is showing intent to earn a profit. That's how to qualify. Now, what do you qualify for? Your home business tax breaks come in form of a long list of tax deductions ranging from rent and utilities to furniture and furnishings, to cars and trucks, to trips and entertainment, and to even your children's allowance. I'm going to break some of those down so that you can have some things to go by that help you get a better understanding of this situation in terms of home-based business tax deductions. Home-based business tax deductions have helped many people cut their taxes by up to 30 to 50% or more. The amount of tax savings can be enough to ward off bankruptcy, pay for running your home-based business. Just think, you know, a lot of people lost their houses in terms of foreclosure if they had had an extra $500 a month. I'm going to share with you some things today in terms of, for those of you that's out there working, how you can give yourself a pay raise immediately by having, if you don't already have, by starting a home-based business that will allow you to change your allowances on your W-4 to give you more upfront money of the hard-earned money that you work and earn. Okay, so let's talk about some of these deductions and then I will make sure that I cover all of the content that I want. I got another 20 minutes here before we go off the radio portion of this conference call. You get big tax benefits if your home is your principal place of business. Now, this is very key here. Having a home office can allow you to convert thousands of dollars worth of normally non-deductible personal expenses into tax-deductible business expenses. That include a portion of your mortgage or your rent. Yes, rent can be tax-deductible. Your heating, your air conditioning, your electricity, your natural gas, your oil, your water, your sewage and trash collection, recycling fees, your home, you know, if you got one of those apartments and you got those home maintenance dues, that can become tax deductible. Your house cleaning, your exterior painting, your security alarms, your maintenance costs, your home repairs, and much more. And when I say security alarms, I'm talking about the regular security alarm and a special security alarm if you have a dog. If you have a dog, your dog is now a tax deduction. You can take and your veterinarian fees, all of the food that you spend for the dog to eat becomes tax deductible because your dog is a backup home security system. Qualify is easy. If your business is based in your home, if your home office area is used regularly and exclusively for business, then it qualifies for home tax deduction. When I say regularly and exclusively for business, for those that are involved. I know we got a lot of people from several different network marketing business opportunities that's on this call because I have people that our company, Movements Unlimited Tax Service, does taxes for, from people from It Works to Five Links to our company, Surge 365, to Legal Shield. A lot of people with a lot of different home-based business opportunities. So to get the home expense deduction, you should have an area that is said that is regularly and exclusively used for business. Okay, to my house, you come in my house, living room, that's a presentation room. It's not a living room anymore. You come in, and if you have two bathrooms in your home, then your one bathroom is your personal bathroom. The other bathroom is a public restroom, not public in the sense of people walking on off the street and come in and use your bathroom, but public in the sense that when you have presentations in your home, you have a restroom that your guests can use. When you serve meals, you can take that designated area that you serve meals in, which normally would look like a kitchen, and is now redefined as a snack room, and you set it up so your primary and secondary. Primary usage is for your clients. Your secondary usage is for your personal uses. So you set your house up that way. Now all of those things that I mentioned become tax deductible. The electricity, which means so some places where people have those high utility bills, how would you like being able to write a portion of that off? Have a home-based business and you can do that. Okay. The key to understanding this part is understanding that it just so happens that you work where you live. And see, sometimes a hard concept for people to wrap their mind around, especially people that are still working a regular W-2 job. You're out there, you're still working a regular W-2 job. There's nothing wrong with that, but you want to leverage your business against your job. You leverage your business against your job by taking advantage of the home-based business tax deductions. Okay. Now, let's go over a couple other things here. This is a key one, especially for those of us that's in the travel business. Even family trips can become tax deductible if you plan them correctly. If you know the rules, you can combine business with pleasure, mostly pleasure. You can usually deduct 100% of your travel costs, 100% of your hotel, 100% of your ground transportation, 100% of your tips and gratuities, and 50% of your meals as a business expense. Even if most of your time is spent planning sightseeing with your family, to qualify more than half of your days away from home need to be qualified as business days. So what's a business day? Travel usually counts as a business day. So do any days you attend a pre-scheduled meeting, no matter how brief, or in the case of those that are involved in the travel business, travel is our business. So when you're out and you're taking your cruise or you go and stay at a resort, that's 100% tax deductible because you're learning about that experience so that you can share it with potential clients. That's the key difference for those. Sometimes people ask, well, you know, travel business versus another business. Who gets the most deductions? Travel business owners get more deductions than any other home-based business by far none, than any other ones out there. And that's very, very important to understand. Okay, another huge tax deduction that most people miss and really, you know, they don't take advantage of a lot of times. As many people in home-based business can honestly and legitimately deduct $3,000 to $5,000 using their personal vehicles for business purposes. Keeping a 90-day long once a year showing the date, destination, primary purpose, and miles traveled for each use are the only records most people need to keep. Note that the only primary purpose of each trip needs to be recorded. So if you combine a personal earn with a necessary business earn, the vehicle use is still tax deductible as long as the personal earn did not add any additional mileage. Tax laws even give you a choice of methods of computing the value of your deductions. Figure deductions both ways and use the one that benefits you. When we say both ways, we're talking about what's called a standard deduction for your automobile or the actual deduction. Actual deductions are, you know, like the amount of money you spend on the actual vehicle, like car insurance and car note, stuff like that, oil and gasoline. Usually, in most cases, though, you come out better using mileage. What I mean by using mileage, like you put 10,000 miles on your car, that's a $5,500 tax deduction if you know how to properly, and that's what we do at Movements Unlimited Tax Services, to make sure that you know how to help people properly get their tax deductions and their taxes done correctly so that they stay within the guidelines of the law. Now let me explain how we turn those, what we call commuter miles, into business-to-business miles. When you leave your house in the morning to go to work, the first thing you should do is run a business earn. That business earn would consist of stopping at a Starbucks, maybe a McDonald's or 7-Eleven or somewhere where you can pass out some flyers, hand out some business cards, then proceed on to work. Now what that has done is changed the definition of your trip from commuter miles to business miles. In other words, you went out, you conducted business, or some people have a P.O. box, and they go to their P.O. box first thing in the morning when they leave their house and then go to their job. Wherever you go, as long as your first thing, venture outside of your house, is conducting something related to your business. Now, for those that do not have a vehicle, I know there's some people that live in cities where they have those metro cards and all of that. As long as you're taking a business-related trip, you know, going somewhere in the morning or during the day or whatever, your metro card fee can become tax deductible. You want to make sure you know how to cover your transportation costs in terms of your business. Automobile is huge. Usually, I say the average person is losing $3,000 to $5,000 a year by not having the proper business deduction and mileage deductions for their vehicle. So you want to make sure that you don't lose out on that. Okay. The other one is you can hire your children. If you have a minor child or child at least 6 years old and employ him or her, them in your home-based business, they are not subject to minimum wage, child labor laws, no payroll withholding is required if they're under 18. The wages you pay them is 100% tax deductible to you as a business expense, and the income they earn is 100% tax-free. That's as good as it gets. Now, some people say, pay my child for what? The emails. Those home parties that you do, or home presentations, no matter what business you're in, and make that part of your child's responsibility to make sure that the home presentation room is clean, that, you know, things are properly set up. And what you do, like I say, you can pay them, we call fair market value wage. So maybe you might pay your child $20 an hour or whatever. What you got to do is, though, this is where some people mess up, you have to set up an account in their name. You set up an account in their name, you pay them, and you put the money in that account. Now, I'm going to share something that's, you know, a way to do that and way what people have been doing for years And that is, they take and put the money that they normally is going to spend on their child's school supplies and clothes in a separate account and list it as pay, in terms of paying the child. So that way, when you go to take money out of that account to buy the things that you normally would buy, it's recycling dollars. And for those that want to know more about that and how to go about doing that, you know, when you set up a personal appointment with me, we'll go into how to actually be able to do that in a very professional manner and way. Okay. Now, one of the other things that you want to do with your home-based business is you can set up your own retirement plan. This is a new feature that I've been really helping people focus in on. You're going to save all of that money. You're going to get an extra $5,000 back on your taxes. Take $1,000 or $2,000 of that and sock it away into a decent retirement plan. And like I said, we just recently connected with Mr. Sandy Bakken's son, Matthew Bakken, who is willing to help my tax clients with setting up pension plans and retirement plans that can help them while you're running your home-based business to prepare for your future. So it's some very, very good things out here to do. All right. I want to share another point as we get ready to get into the wrap-up part of this presentation here in a few minutes. Okay, I talked about covering your family. Now, this other thing is you do not have to wait until April 15th to get your refunds. See, a lot of people don't know that. They locked into traditional so-called thinking. You do not have to wait till April 15th. You will be able to collect your additional refunds throughout the year. You do not have to wait till April 15th to get the money into your pocket. That's how you get Uncle Sam to pay you for your home-based business. That's right, pay you for, not reimburse you later for. See, when you do your tax return, you're getting reimbursed at money that they took out of your check that you gave them interest-free, because they don't give you no interest on it. They just give you back what you said by having a home-based business is due back to you in the portion that they are allowed to keep. So what you do is, again, and another confusing area for some people when they get employed is that W-4 that you fill out when you get hired. You fill out a W-4, and most people think they ask you how many dependents you have for your deductions. No, they ask you how many allowances do you have. And a key thing I would tell people always is look up the difference between federal allowances and federal dependents. There's a key difference. You got to know the language. That's how Mr. Trump did whatever he did tax-wise. I don't know what he did, what he didn't do, and I ain't here to indict him or whatever, but, I mean, a lot of people are confused about his taxes. But he understands, his lawyers understand the words in the language. Do you understand the words in the language? And the key word a lot of people get confused about, because when I share with people, you can change your allowances on your W-4, which is line H, when you get hired, and you can change them back and forth. You can change them right now for if those out there that's trying to bring on a new business associate, which you want that new business associate to do, if they're going to sign up in the business, you have them change those allowances to 9. They change those allowances to 9. In most cases, what's going to happen, very little or no money will be taken out in federal taxes and also state taxes, which would give them an instant pay raise. In most cases, that's going to usually be about an extra $100 to maybe $200 for some people, which means but some people have an opportunity where people can sign up for $99. Hey, they can change their W-4. They can have their $99 next week. Bam, sign up. Then, you know, the following week they got another extra $100. They can upgrade to whatever position you want them to upgrade to. But anyway, you can show them how to have the money when people can answer that question. I love your opportunity, but I just don't have the money. I can't afford it right now, Mr. Jahi. Well, great. You're working on your job. Let's change that. And so you can change, help them change that W-4 changes and get the money they need now. And that's the key to how Uncle Sam will pay you for having a home-based business. The other way, if you don't do that, then basically what they do at the end of the year, they reimburse you for having a home-based business. I'd rather get paid than get reimbursed, you know, because they could change the law and decide, you know, hey, you know, we ain't giving you that money back. But anyway, that's one of the things that, you know, people can share with people and get done. Now, I got to give everybody a fair warning as I get ready to wrap this portion of this call up, and I'm gonna unmute the lines for those on the conference call line, so we can do a short Q&A, and I'll be giving close this radio segment of the show off. Okay, fair warning: the cost of procrastination is huge. Now, see, there's a lot of people who we talk to, and like I said again, we share the opportunity with them, and they procrastinate, or they tell you, "I don't have the money." And we just gave them an answer for where they can get the money. So you need to tell them the following. This is what I want you to do, because since you're procrastinating every morning just before you leave home for work, from now until the day you start your home-based business, open your kitchen window, throw a $20 bill out the window, and watch it blow away in the breeze. Do that every morning until the day you begin your own home-based business. Every single day that you do not have a home-based business, you're throwing away about $20 in overpaid taxes. Taxes are bleeding you to death. But you can control that bleeding now by starting a home-based business. Your new tax refunds begin when you start your business, when your business begins, not one day sooner. And until then, just keep throwing away $20 bills out your window. Or better yet, start your business today and start collecting a bigger tax refund. That is the message that we need to share with people, is that they need to start their home-based business today. Refunds. Okay, let me phase out of this Blog Talk Radio presentation part and get to our conference call line and